Thank you for tuning into my show. My name is Jariah Monet. Let's get lit and locked in. Hey, you guys, it's your girl Jariah. Before we get started into this next episode, I want you guys to go ahead and check out this motivational clip of the week.
I think, you know, thoughts is powerful in all facets. Because even my career, even my life, you know, things end up turning out exactly how I visualized them. Not in this time frame I expected. You always want shit to happen overnight. But I just had clear visions. And your thoughts powerful. That shit come to life if you stick to your script.
It's about seeing long term, seeing a vision, understanding that nothing really worthwhile happens overnight. And just sticking to your script long enough to make something real happen.
I hope you guys enjoy that motivational clip of the week from Nipsey Hussle. Before we get into today's topic, I do want to try something new. Let's go ahead and warm up to some music. Grab your liquor, grab your wine, whatever it is, and let's go ahead and warm up.
Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Niggas swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Niggas caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, this shit too plush. Say my day's a number, but I keep waking up. No, you see my text, baby, please say something. Wine by the glass, your man a cheapskate, huh? Niggas gotta move off my release day, huh? Bitch, this is fame, not clout. I don't even know what that's about. Watch your mouth.
Alrighty. That's my favorite song at the moment. I'm feeling good. Life is good. Like, yo, you guys, I'm just excited. I try to do things differently each episode. I try to bring a little more excitement to every episode. So, yeah, that was that. I think I'm going to try to do warm-up music a little more often, you know, just to kind of get the vibe going or whatever. But welcome back. I took a week off again because my mind wasn't really right. I didn't really plan out the episode properly, I would say. So I didn't really like it. And I still have a lot going on because I'm in the process of moving. And it's just a bunch of shit. A lot of good stuff. But it's just a lot of things that got to get handled first. So now I have some time to kind of relax and, you know, talk to you guys or whatever. But yeah, life is good. Life is good. Like, everything I've been manifesting has finally, like, the opportunities that I've been trying to manifest, you know, everything is just finally falling into place. It's not my full breakthrough, but it's just the start of a new beginning. And I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited. where I'm at, you know, the weather is kind of starting to break. You know, spring is about to come, so yeah, I'm just happy. So today's topic is gonna be called Live a Little. Honestly, the reason why I named this topic Live a Little, because you know, as in our generation, we all want success. We all want to be successful. Everybody should see success, and everybody wants to be rich, wealthy, whatever it is. And you know, when to get to those points, we have to, you know, work hard, very hard. We have to focus. We have to be dedicated. It's just a lot. And, you know, when we are putting in a lot of work and everything like that, you know, sometimes it's not easy. It's not easy. And, you know, sometimes we get stressed out. And, you know, I can vouch for that. I'm pretty sure you guys can too as well. But, you know, things get stressful. And I feel like sometimes, you know, you listen to a lot of these, like, motivational speakers and stuff like that, you know, they kind of tell you, oh, why are you sleeping, this, that, and the third, and yada, 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 you know, but me personally, I feel like, you know, during this process, you know, it's okay to take rest days, and it's okay to enjoy your life, you know, it's okay to not take life serious all the time, you know, at the end of the day, we're still young, at the end of the day, and I feel like sometimes if we take life a little too serious, you know, we're kind of missing the fun, you know, and we're not really creating fun, memorable moments for ourselves, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, sometimes, yeah, it is okay to kind of take a step back and, you know, take a little vacation for yourself. Treat yourself. Like, it's okay to do that. Don't let anybody, you know, make you feel bad for treating yourself. And I had to realize that, too, especially when it comes to, like, when you're working and everything like that, too. Just don't think that your bills always have to go towards, I mean, your money, your paycheck, sorry, has to go towards just bills, you know. You know, because a lot of us get paid two times out of the month. You know, that first check is normally rent, the check for rent and whatever. You know, I feel like if you really want to kind of enjoy yourself, you know, it's okay to push back a bill or two. It's okay to push back a bill or two. Or even, like, if you, you know, really want to take a vacation, just put some money aside. Just discipline yourself. Put some money aside for your, you know, for yourself. Give yourself a limit, you know, for a shopping spree or getting your nails done. Fellas, if you want to buy clothes or whatever it is that you like to do, you know. You know, give yourself, like, a spending budget to yourself. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, your whole check doesn't really have to go to just bills. You know, it's like, people are like, oh, I'm working to pay bills. Yeah, but, you know, that's where, like, okay, like, investing and shit comes into play. And that's on a whole nother, that's on a whole nother topic. But, just live a little, like, don't, that's why I don't really kind of, like, tell people what I do with my money and what bills I'm stressing about, none of that shit, because next thing you know, they're watching your pockets, watching what you spend, and they're going to be like, oh, why are you going here? I thought you said you ain't got no money. Then, you know, shit like that. It's just like, you know what? This is my check, and I'm going to enjoy it. So just live a little relaxed, you know, take some weight off your shoulder. Don't really stress yourself out too much. And, you know, I'm learning this myself as well, you know. I'm like, yo, we're sitting here stressing about bills that are always going to be here, things that are always going to be here, whether we have a lot of money, no money, you know, they're always going to be there. So it's kind of like, well, why stress about it? Let me just take a deep breath and, you know, relax, you know. So just treat yourself, honestly. And like I said, I'm taking the same advice, too. I'm just going to treat myself. I'm not going to go too crazy, you know. Give yourself a little budget, a spending budget each month. But, yeah, just if you want to take a trip, take that trip. Like I said, life, you know, life is not always meant to be serious all the time. Life is short, so I'm trying to create as much memories as possible with, you know, the people around me. The ones that mean the most to me. So, like I said, it's okay. And also, too, I also want to speak on, like, self-cleansing. Like, the mind and body. Like, I feel like that is very important. And me being on the journey to entrepreneurship, I felt like I've learned so much about mental health. And I think I did mention this in the last podcast. Mental health is so important, and I think that cleansing our mind and body is very important. Like, I feel like what we eat and, you know, what we feed our brains as far as, like, being on social media and who we're around, I feel like, you know, all of that at some point, it needs to be detoxed, you know what I'm saying? And I think that is important. Even if you go to, like, a therapist or, like, some type of spiritual coach or some type of, or just your own meditation, something like that to kind of, like, you know, cleanse your mind and body, or go to a damn spa, or whatever it is, something that is relaxing and calming to you, I think you should definitely take the time out, take it, like, a day or two to kind of really detox. Honestly, I feel like those are very important, because every day we're scrolling on the internet, just feeding our brain. Sometimes we come across a lot of negative shit on social media, and sometimes that's not good for the brain and mentally. You know, the more you clog your brain with that shit, I feel like, you know, that adds to, like, the really, how can I say it, that kind of, damn, how can I say it? See, I always stumble across shit like this. I think y'all get what I'm saying. Like, y'all know what I'm saying. Kind of like, I just feel like that kind of provokes, here we go, provokes, like, you know, your mental breakdowns and shit like that. Like, I even switched up my diet, honestly. I don't know how true it is, but, you know, I kind of see the difference in a way because, like, even my diet, like I told y'all, like, I went plant-based. I've been feeling good, honestly. Like, I've been feeling much lighter. I can think more clear. It just feels good. And I started working out too. I'm doing an ab and squat challenge until June. My birthday's in June. Gemini season is on the way. But yeah, so like I started working out and I feel like when you eat a little better, the results, when you start working out, the results, you know, you start to see the results a little more. But yeah, like, you gotta at least, I would say every 3 to 6 months, try to give yourself, I would say almost like once out of the month, just try to give yourself that cleanse. Honestly, I think it's very important, like I said, because it's just so much as humans that we deal with on a daily basis. Like, if you're working and just got a whole bunch of shit on your plate, and then you go on social media, you see some more shit, you know, sometimes you get discouraged because you're not in this one particular spot that you need to be in, but you see somebody else 10 steps ahead of you. You know, shit like that, it all plays into that. And sometimes, like I said, you just need to kind of, like, empty it out. Like, honestly, I meditate more often now. Meditation has really helped me. I say this all the time. Meditation has really, really helped me out a whole lot. And I think whoever created meditation, thank you. Thank you for that shit. Because, honestly, I don't know how I would keep my sanity, honestly. And I think at some point we all kind of need to, like, be in control of our thoughts, be in control of our energy, just kind of learning how to control all that. And I'm still learning how to do that too. Like, when days get hectic, I'm learning how to not dwell on those negative moments or those bad days often. Like, I'm trying not to let it just trigger me throughout the whole day. Like, I want to be able, like, for example, like, if I was to, you know, someone was to, like, piss me off, I want to be able to be like, okay, Jerry, you got like 2 minutes, and then, you know, forget about it, let it go, it is what it is, you know, stuff like that. Like, be able to kind of redirect that energy ASAP. So I'm still learning that. It's very hard. It's easier said than done. But man, life, like in the Nipsey Hussle clip I just showed you guys, like he said, like, what the hell did he say? He said, oh my gosh, see, no, I know what he said, but it's just my thoughts are all over the place. He basically said thoughts are powerful, honestly. And, you know, thoughts, they also control your reality as well. They control your reality. And you are the creator of your own reality, honestly, whether you believe it or not. If you think some negative shit, you're going to get back some negative shit. So, honestly, you know, that's why I tell people to think more positive about certain situations. Yeah, you got a flat tire, but you still got a fucking car at the end of the day. Like, it is what it is. And, or, like, you just can't think about negative shit. You can't think about how broke you are because you're going to continue to be broke. You know what I'm saying? Just, like, you can't keep feeding negative shit with more negative shit because that's what you're going to get back. So, like I said, if you, and two, like, your body, if you keep feeding your body more, like, bad food, eventually that shit is going to catch up and you're just going to be all out of shape. So, yeah. So, like I said, your thoughts are your reality. Learn how to control them. I'm learning how to say, like, affirmations every morning, honestly. Those help out a lot. I even say them and write them out too, only because I just like to be a little extra. I just like to be a little extra. But yeah, I just want to say, you guys, just live your life. Live your life for you and not other people, you know? I feel like sometimes we, in society, today's society, you know, even growing up, you know, we kind of grow up and people kind of tell us how we should live, this, that, and the third. And I'm just like, and then, you know, we grow up trying to satisfy other people and we kind of forget you know, what makes us happy, you know, what satisfies us. You know, we're not living to make us happy. We're kind of living to make other people happy or to prove a point to other people. And honestly, fuck it, it's my life. Nobody else can control my reality. Nobody can create my reality. And as I got older, you know, I started to learn that. It's kind of like, how can I say it? Damn, see, here I go again. I don't know, because I talk too damn fast sometimes, and I try to fit everything all into one setting, so I'm kind of learning how to slow the hell down. but yeah, it's kind of like when you start to get older and realize, you know, that, you know, it's your life and your life only, nobody else controls it, you kind of don't really give a fuck what anybody else got to say. Honestly, I'm living a carefree life. I think everybody should, like, live a carefree life to a certain extent. Like, don't always try to live your life based off of other people's opinions. I feel like too many people do that, especially, like, growing up, especially with parents. I noticed that. It's kind of like, yeah, I know you want what's best for me, but I kind of know what's best for me. You know, I'm going to have to experience a lot of shit in my life for me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a new time and day and era. So it's like, a lot of shit has changed, you know, from when, you know, when you were growing up. So, yeah. But, you guys, my energy has shifted a whole lot since things that I've been manifesting, and I'm so thankful. I'm so happy. I bet you guys can tell the difference, the vibration difference between last episode and this episode. You guys, I'm super excited. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to my podcast. Honestly, for the faithful listeners, you guys are amazing. For anybody who gives any amazing feedback, good or bad, it doesn't matter. I'm still learning. You know, I'm still learning. There's always room for growth and opportunity, and I'm all for it. I don't take offense to anything or anything like that, to criticism. I take criticism very well, honestly. As I got older, I started to take criticism a lot, to handle it a lot more better, because it's kind of like, how else am I going to learn, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's perfect and everything like that. But like I said, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. I think that's all I had to talk about this episode. It is Sunday afternoon. I hope you guys enjoyed the rest of your weekend. I feel like Sundays should be rest days, so you guys should just rest and prepare yourself for a great coming week. And I'll see you guys next episode. On my way, bona fide, stallion. You need no stable, no, you stay on the run. Ain't on the side, you're number one. Yeah, every time I come around, you get it done.